3 points at stake tonight, nothing more, nothing less than that. It's Leeds United against Aston Villa. It's live on Radio Yorkshire. It's Mark Wilson, Neil Redfern, Andrew Stats Dalton as Leeds get underway, all in white, and promptly kick the ball straight into the east stand. Roof has it, a heavy touch from him. Amavi's taken it off him. Crunching tackle from Phillips, who saw man and ball. He got the ball and missed the man, thankfully for Amavi, the fullback. But I sometimes think Leeds don't get their head up enough, because Sako is always available. When he's on one-on-one, he's happy to run in behind, but they never look to get the ball over the top.
Well, the only gripe I would say when I've seen Leeds this season is they don't get the ball forward quick enough,
yeah,
at times. And Villa are, and they're prepared to go and press it as well. You know, what they're doing is they're cashing in on the fact that Leeds have started in a laboured fashion.
Ball flicked on by Leeds, picked up by Jedinak. Jedinak plays it infield, but Villa pick up the ball in the centre circle. Now they're coming down this side, but Sako's going to beat Amavi to it. Neat little footwork from him. Can he get the ball forward to Roof? Roof does well to get it back to Sako, but Sako shoots too much of it, but then goes past his man. Big chance for Leeds. Zakaria on the edge, and it's a free kick 30 yards out, because Sako is trying to feed it in, and it's a yellow card for Jedinak.
That's a bad decision, isn't it? It's a free kick, but it's not a yellow card.
Didn't look a booking. Could be in for a few tonight. Ball with Jedinak, has the shot, and it hits Rudy Gasset on the backside. Green's come out to get it, and he does well. He just got a touch on it. Adoma tried to go past him.
That's a penalty.
Bruce is furious. I thought Green got the ball, in fairness.
Yeah, but he's took the player out.
He can't disappear.
Yeah, but whether you get the ball or not, you can't just take the player out. He's took the player out.
Well, here's Roof coming forward. Controversy. We'll get thoughts on that in a moment. Ball with Leeds at the other end now, a rare foray forward for them. Can they make it pay? Roof on the left, Sako waits in the middle, Roof into the area, goes for goal, side netted. Great effort,
well played. Great counter there by Roof. Came on his good foot, stepped inside the fullback, and he's unlucky. He's trying to curl it in the near post. To be fair, the keeper's had it covered. But just going back to that there, I know the keeper's coming, and his favourite for it, and Charlie Taylor's leaving it. And I think it's Adoma that tries to nip in and pinch it.
Yeah.
And I think they do clear the ball, but they go right through the man. Now, whether you get the ball or not, you can't tackle through the man.
Corner, Taylor will take it again. 29 gone, 0-0. Delivered to the far stick, free header. Janssen's put it over.
Well, he's got to score. It's a great opportunity. What a ball again from Taylor. I tell you the difference it makes when you've got somebody on corners and set players that can deliver it. You know, Charlie Taylor's just put two top quality balls in there, and I have to say, he's got a score there, Janssen. He's right in front of the goal.
He's got to at least hit the target and just gets underneath it, doesn't he? But a great lead from Charlie Taylor, and finally they've come to the party.
Phillips goes for the crossfield ball, it's a good one as well. Charlie Taylor unmarked on the left, they go across the block in Adoma, but he's gone past him, drives into the box, it's brought down! Free kick right on the edge of the area. Free kick for Leeds.
Great play by Charlie Taylor. Fantastic pass by Calvin Phillips. Must have sprayed it 60 yards across the pitch. And Taylor gets the fullback isolated. 1v1. He goes past him. And it seems right on the edge of the...
To be fair, the ref had a great view of that. Yeah, there were no complaints from Leeds. But that's the question there. He's chopped him down from behind. No yellow card again.
Yeah.
All going to be swung in again. It's another good delivery. It's headed away, edge of the box. Leeds will get it back with Sako. Goes back to Phillips. Phillips will stand it up towards Dukara. Far side. He's onside. Brings it down. Corner of the box. Puts in a great looking ball for Bartley, who's put it wide. Another good chance. And this time Kyle Bartley puts it a foot wide of the post.
I tell you what, for me, this has been... The best the delivery has been since I've seen Leeds. A ball in the box, whether it's been from a set player, Taylor's boot. Another fantastic ball in the box by Sully Ducard, and it picks Bartley out at the far post. And I have to say, they've got to do better. You've got to hit the target. You know, they're getting in front of goal in heading positions. You've got to make the keeper work.
And the ball with Vieira. Gives it back to Janssen, back to Vieira. Back to Bartley. Well, they've just had five passes there and gone nowhere. Now Phillips under pressure's lost it, and he's given away a free kick, and he's going to get booked.
I tell you what, Janssen's instrumental in all this.
Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah.
He's starting all this negative play at the back, playing across, playing into midfield. They put Phillips under pressure. They'll blame Phillips now for giving it away.
But it came from the Janssen error.
Yeah, he's been put in a position where he's got his back to goal and he's under pressure. Now he's got a yellow card.
And that's half time. And it's 0-0 here, and it has been a 0-0 game because it's lacking in any real quality. The official probably being the main talking point. A yellow card for Jedinak and Phillips, could have been several more. There's been some silly fouls from both sides that have gone unpunished. And Villa now, if they use it here, they've got 3-on-4. They're coming down the side, and Janssen's got the ground. He hasn't taken his man. Here's a Doma. He's put it wide. He puts it wide, and that should have been 1-0 to Villa. Best what chance. On earth were Leeds doing? Janssen just laid down in front of him. Yeah, he skipped past him.
Best chance of the game. Best chance of the game, and it's good play by Adoma, but poor play by Leeds. Janssen committing himself when really he's the last man. He needs to stand up and stay on his feet. And he goes to ground, and it puts Adoma clean through. But it's just come actually against what this half has started, because Leeds have been the better side this half and just don't need to make any slip-ups like that.
Here's Hadi Sako, great first touch again. He's got Ayling with him. He'll give it to Ayling now. He's got a bit of room to get the cross in. Drives it, scruffy ball in. Roof's first to react. He's gone down. That's got to be a penalty. No, not given. Well, did he go down too easily? Here Leeds come forward again with Vieira. Tries to slide it through for Roof. Too much on it, and Roof asks the question. Well, I'll ask you the question. If he's not fouled, he gets booked for diving.
Yeah, should have been booked. But good bit of play to get him in there. And I tell you what, he's Johnny on the spot. He's alive and alert, and he's alive and alert to anything that drops in the box, Roof. He's on the move all the time, and he's looked really bright today.
We'll play down this near side. Here's Suleiman Dakara. Puts the ball in. Great ball in for Roof. Heads it in! Goal, Leeds United! And finally, Kimar Roof has opened his Leeds United account. Dakara with the ball in. And it's powered Pasqualini. It's Leeds 1, Villa 0.
I tell you what, a great ball in from Suleiman Dakara. And brilliant that man Roof has scored, because he's been looking likely all the game, to be fair. He's made good runs. He's worked hard. He's looked for the chances, and when it's come, it's a fantastic header. Just works that ball past the keeper with a great header.
Janssen whipping up the crowd. What a header that was. Header on target, and finally Kimar Roof has his goal. Leeds lead by a goal to nil here.
Wow, what a brilliant cross from Dakara as well, and he deserved it. And I said this morning I thought he'd get one, and he's got one, and I'm very happy.
It is Roof who comes off. Yeah, a big cheer for this one.
I think he went down with his calf or whatever down right in the corner when he chased back. And I tell you what, he's worked so hard today, Kimar Roof. Pleased for him that he's got his goal, because
delighted.
You know, the fact that he hadn't scored has just been building up on him. But you know, his general play has been great, and he's played well again today and capped it off with a great goal.
Yes, indeed. And well earned round of applause. He's milking it, the lad. He does right as well. In a big couple of weeks for Kimar Roof as a Leeds United player, and Gary Monk there gives him the high fives and the pat on the back. A big day for Roof. Hopefully it's in a winning Leeds team. We've got 5 minutes of normal time left.
Great pressure by Dallas Anwood, forcing Villa into a corner.
And Sacco's drawn his man to him, and he's trying to get past the fullback again. He's gone past him, he's brought down, and that should be a yellow card for the fullback. The referee trots across. I don't think he's got his hand in his pocket yet. Well, Sacco's not happy with him.
He's not even, but that's unbelievable.
Well, but if I were Jedinak, I'd be writing a letter of complaint.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it?
Is he the only one that's been booked? Jedinak.
No, Phillips and Janssen.
Right. For Janssen for diving.
Wow.
If that's not a yellow card, wow.
Ball on this near side, given away. Taylor's nicked it back, but he's taken it off. Gets it back. Here now is Taylor. One in front of him. Wood waits in the middle. Can Taylor deliver the cross in? He stands it up. Far stick for Wood. Takes it on his chest. Volleys it at the keeper. And Mowat dives in.
Goal kick.
And that's a goal kick. Great skill. And Wood really unlucky.
He's unlucky there, Wood. But you know what? If it's just a presence of mind just to roll that back as Mowat's coming in, it's a tapping.
Yeah.
It was on Mowat's right foot though, probably, so he'd have missed. Sacco does well. ball cleared away. Here's Vieira, wins it back. Sacco now, he's got the pace, he's playing through. Sacco, chance if he squares it to Wood, he scored surely! Wood puts it in! Leeds have the win! And they will stay firmly in the top four. Sacco's shot was stopped on the line. Chris Wood bundles it in the back of the net. And Leeds have all 3 points. It's Leeds 2, Aston Villa 0.
I'll tell you what, it just shows you how dangerous Leeds are on the break with the pace of Sacco. He picks that ball up there and he must have nearly half the pitch to make up. And he just takes the Aston Villa defence on and leaves them for dead with his pace. And I think it's, as that ball gets slid under the keeper, I think it's going in. But to be fair, Chris Wood, what he does is he makes sure...
That's Wood's goal.
Slides it over the line.
Sacco, sorry pal, it's mine that one. Just told him then, Sacco's gutted. Definitely puts it in. Defender might have been going to clear that, you know, Redders.
Yeah,
I think stopped, didn't it, on the line.
I think it's Adi Sacco, isn't it? Chris Wood, sorry.
Yeah, definitely.
That's Wood's goal.
And Gary Monk is absolutely delighted.
Ellen Road is alive with noise tonight, and rightfully so. Just awaiting the final whistle here. Roof and Wood with a goal second half. It wasn't great first half, but Leeds have absolutely dominated here in the second half and are worthy winners. And that is it. The whistle goes and Ellen Road celebrates. Leeds have done it by 2-0. Kimar Roof's first goal for Leeds, an emphatic header, Pasqualini, and then Chris Wood bundles it in for his 13th of the season. 2-0, Leeds, very much deserved winners. Neil Redfern.
Yeah, what they've done today, Leeds, isn't it? And they've done it before in the past, is they've toughed out perhaps an indifferent first half, but second half, I have to say, they've made all the running, they've pressed Villa, they've posed the questions going forward, they've looked dangerous, and when they've needed a goal, they've come up with two. And this Villa side's been basically, it's been ground into the ground, and it's a really richly deserved win for Leeds, and it puts them in a fantastic position now in the league.
Wow, what a statement of intent that was for 50-60 minutes, nothing, and then brilliant cross from Dicada for Kimar Roof to get his first goal for the club, and fully deserved. And then Villa threw on the three subs and it didn't quite work, and I don't remember Green really making a save. And second goal, Sacco shows he's got the pace and the finished product there, and Chris wasn't up the goal for certain for the season. We're up to fourth and we go to the Amex on Friday night full of confidence, and wide up can get a result there. You never know, the top two might be lurking.